السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله. I hope that all of you are doing well. So today for our class, we are going to continue where we left off. So from Surah Al-Ma'idah, and then inshallah, our lesson today is going to start from ayah number 102, and it will be until ayah number 108. So we'll start first with the recitation of these verses, and then continue on to theory and then analysis of these ayat. We'll start first with recitation from ayah number 102.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد سألها قوم من قبلكم ثم أصبحوا بها كافرين ما جعل الله من بحيرة ولا سائبة ولا وصيلة ولا وصيلة ولا حام ولكن الذين كفروا يفترون على الله الكذب وأكثرهم لا يعقلون وإذا قيل لهم تعالوا إلى ما أنزل الله وإلى الرسول قالوا حسبنا ما وجدنا عليه آباءنا أولو كان آباؤهم لا يعلمون شيئا ولا يهتدون يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا شهادة بينكم إذا حضر أحدكم الموت حين الوصية اثنان ذوى عدل منكم أو آخران من غيركم إن أنتم ضربتم في الأرض فأصابتكم مصيبة الموت تحبسونهما من بعد الصلاة فيقسمان بالله إن ارتبتم لا نشتري به ثمنا ولو كان ذا قربى ولا نكتم شهادة الله إنا إذا لمن الآثمين فإن عثر على أنهما استحقا إثما فآخران يقومان مقامهما من الذين استحق عليهم الأوليان فيقسمان بالله لشهادتنا أحق من شهادتهما وما اعتدينا إنا إذا لمن الظالمين ذلك أدنى أن يأتوا بالشهادة على وجهها أو يخافوا أن ترد أيمان بعد أيمانهم واتقوا الله واسمعوا والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين.
Inshallah, that is our lesson. So from ayah number 102 to ayah number 108. Now for the theory part of our class, in the previous class, we were covering the topic of mudud, and we were talking about specifically mad lazim. Mad lazim, as is implied by the name, is a type of mad that is obligatory to read no matter what your type of recitation or no matter what your style of recitation. It is lazim that everyone who is coming upon this mad must lengthen this mad for a total of 6 harakat. Normally, this is a mad that is followed by a permanent sukun. So if we have alif, waw, or ya followed by a permanent sukun, and this can be either in the form of an actual sukun, or it can also be in the form of a shadda. So this is what makes this type of mad different than the other mad bisabab sukun that we covered previously. So those other types of mad are caused by a temporary sukun. So we learned, for example, madlin, mad'arid lissukun. This was going to be when we stop at the end of a word and we give it a temporary sukun, meaning that sukun is not normally there. You do not see it written within the text of the Quran. But because you have decided to stop there, then you are putting a temporary sukun on that last letter. And because of that temporary sukun, now there is a longer mad. For mad lazim, this is a sukun that is permanent, meaning that you can see it within the text of the Quran. It is not based on circumstance that you happen to stop on one spot. That's why you put sukun. This sukun is permanently there. And then again, it can be found either as a sukun or it can be found as a shadda. And then when we were covering mad lazim, we learned that there were two types of mad lazim, aqsam al-mad lazim, and the first type of mad lazim was lazim kalimi, meaning that it is found within a kalam, within a word. And then the second type was lazim harfi, meaning that it is found within a letter. Now for lazim kalimi, this is when we have any mad letter, we have alif, waw, or ya, and it is followed by a sukun. So we have alif, waw, or ya, followed by a sukun. And then for both types of mad, we have mutaqqal and we have mukhaffaf. Mutaqqal means heavy and mukhaffaf means light. And we learned that the heaviness and lightness here is not referring to the actual heaviness like qaf and kaf. This is referring more to the weight of the letter. So for mutaqqal, we learned that this is an alif, waw, or ya mad followed by a shadda, because shadda is more of a heavier, more weightier type of harakats, because we have that same haraka and it is repeated twice. So here it has a little bit more weight to it than a normal sukun does. So this is mutaqqal. When we have alif, waw, or ya followed by shadda, it is a mutaqqal lazim kalimi mad. Then for mukhaffaf, we have an alif, waw, or ya mad followed by a sukun. And sukun is considerably lighter compared to a shadda. Shadda is that same letter repeated twice. So a letter that is repeated twice is heavier or more weighty than a letter that is only appearing once. Now for muthaqqal fi, this happens many times within the Quran. So anytime we have an alif, waw, or ya mad followed by a shadda, you will find this as a 6-count mad. We also learned that you will apply nabr as well. This happens very often within the Quran. For example, we have the word as-sakha, ad-dallin, atuhajjunni. So in all of these cases, we have that mad followed by a shadda. And now this is a 6-count lazim mad. And for mukhaffaf, it is going to be alif, waw, or ya mad with a sukun. And this one is very rare. It only appears within the Quran in one word. And this one word is repeated twice within that same surah. This is the word al-ana. This is the only time within the Quran that you will find a lazim kalimi mukhaffaf mad, meaning that it is an alif, waw, or ya mad followed by a sukun. It is the only time you are going to find this. If you find that the next letter is a shadda, this appears more often. You will find many instances of this in the Quran. But an alif, waw, or ya mad followed by a sukun is only found one time within the Quran. And this is in the word al-ana. Now this is a 6-count mad as well. It is mad lazim. But this is the only time it appears, and this is in Surah Yunus. And this is going to be mukhaffaf because the letter after has a sukun. And then if it has a shadda, then it is going to be muthaqqal. Now that was lazim kalimi.
Now, in the previous class, we also covered لازم حرفي. And as we can guess by the name, حرفي from حروف is going to be referring to حروف مقطعات. So for حروف مقطعات, there are certain letters that are also going to be six count مد. So when it comes to حروف مقطعات, again, there are مخفف and متقل مد within these letters specifically. So for مخفف, this is going to be if there is no إدغام within the letters. And متقل is going to be إدغام within the letters. So متقل and مخفف is different. Between حرفي and كلمي مدز, it is going to be different. In كلمي, it is referring to the سكون or the شدة. And then in حرفي, it is referring to إدغام or no إدغام. So what we're going to do today is we are going to examine all of the different combinations of حروف مقطعات that we find within the Quran. So we are going to look at all of the different combinations and we are going to analyze them depending on the type of med or how long that med is. Okay, so starting off, we're going to begin with Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran. This occurs in some other surahs as well. We have the حروف مقطعات Alif, Lam, Mim. Now, حروف مقطعات are literally written as letters. You say them, each letter separately. So you will say alif, then you say lam, and then you say mim. So you are not going to read it as a word. You will not say alam. When you have حروف مقطعات, you will say each letter separately. Alif, lam, mim. Now, alif is the only of حروف مقطعات that does not have a count. Normally, when we have حروف مقطعات, it will be either two counts or six counts. So it is either two or six. Alif does not have a count. I will not lengthen this. I cannot lengthen it. I cannot say alif. I can't lengthen this at all. I will simply say alif, and that is just zero counts. So this is the only letter in حروف مقطعات that does not have some form of med. Alif, you will just say as alif, and you cannot lengthen this any longer. So it will have zero count med, or you can say no med. You will just simply say the letter. So when you see alif written within حروف مقطعات, it will not have any حركات on top. It will simply be an alif, okay? So we have alif. Lam, you will see, has a sign of med. And then mim also has a sign of med. So both of these then will be six count med, okay? حروف مقطعات, when it has the sign of med, that squiggly line on top, it will be six counts. That is not the question, okay? It will always be six counts. It is always med lazim. So automatically, as soon as we see that sign of med, we will assume that it is a six count med. It is med lazim. Now the question comes, is it going to be med lazim harfi mutaqqal or mukhaffaf? Is it going to be a heavier med or a lighter med? And this is again going to be dependent on the idgham. Okay, so let's look at these letters. Now, if we have the word alif, lam, mim. Now, as we go from the word lam to mim, we are going to see, is there an idgham between? And idgham, remember, for mim is going to be mim. And for a noon second, it is going to be the letters of yanmu. Ya, noon, mim, wow. Okay. So let's look at this. We have alif, lam, six counts, mim. Now as we go from lam to mim, is there going to be an idgham here? Okay, let's see. Alif, lam, mim. Now you hear that between the lam and the mim, there is idgham and ghunna in between. Okay, we go from lam, mim. So you hear that between the lam and the mim, there is idgham. And you can even see if you spell out lam, it is lam, alif, mim, mim with a sukun. And the next letter is another mim. So when you have mim with a sukun followed by another mim, this is going to be idgham. So here now, this is going to be a muthaqqal lazim harfi mad. So of course it is six counts. All of these letters are six count meds. But it is going to be mutaqqal because it has idgham. So now when we say the idgham, you have to make sure you emphasize that as well. Okay? So we're not going to say lam mim. Alif lam mim. We'll say alif lam. Now you can hear I'm doing the idgham. Lam mim. And then I will say the mim. So make sure that you do give it some idgham because it is a muthaqqal mad. It is a mad with idgham. So this is how you will distinguish between muthaqqal and mukhaffaf. Does it have idgham or does it not have idgham? Now for this last letter, we have the letter meem. Now after meem, there is no word. There is no other letter. So therefore, it is going to be mukhaffaf. There is no idgham. Meem. No idgham. Okay, so this is going to be mukhaffaf. Then we also have the word alif, lam, meem, sad. So alif, we already covered, does not have a med. You will just say alif. Lam, meem, this is going to be idgham. So this is idgham. This is going to be muthaqqal. Then we have meem, sad. So let's say this. Meem, sad. Now between the meem and the sad, do we have idgham? And the answer is no, we do not have idgham. Meem ends with meem sakin and the next letter is sad. So there is no idgham there. Therefore, this is going to be mukhaffaf med. So the only muthaqqal med in this word is lam. Lam is going to be muthaqqal and the other two are mukhaffaf. Then we have the word alif, lam, ra. Alif, again, just alif. Lam has a sound of med, so it is six counts. Ra is going to be a two count med. Alif, lam, ra. No sign of idgham here. So this is both going to be mukhaffaf. So even though lam in the previous case was muthaqqal, in this case, because the letter after is a ra, it is not going to be muthaqqal. So just because a letter is mukhaffaf one time does not mean it is always mukhaffaf. Or if it is muthaqqal one time does not mean it is always muthaqqal. So we will look at the letter after and then we will see is there idgham here or not. So for ra, it is not one of the letters of yanmu. It is not one of the letters of idgham. Therefore, we will not merge them together and this will be a mukhaffaf mad. Then we have alif, lam, mim, ra. Lam, as we covered, is already going to be a muthaqqal mad because the letter after is mim, which is a letter of idgham. And then after mim, there is ra. Now let's see. Mim, ra. Is there idgham here? No, there is not. So therefore, this is also going to be a mukhaffaf mad. Now let's look at in Surah Maryam, we have kaf, ha, ya, ayn, sad. So kaf is going to be six count, mad lazim. Let's say it and then see if it is mukhaffaf or mutaqqal. Kaf, ha, no idgham here. So this is going to be mukhaffaf. Then we have ha and ya. Both of these are two count meds. There is no sign of med. You will simply see that sign of that alif. So now this is a two count med. You will just say ha, ya. So make sure that you are also doing the counts correctly. So gaf is a six count med. Ha and ya are two count meds. And then after we have ayn and we have sad. And both of these have a six count med. So let's see, is this mukhaffaf or muthaqqal? Ayn, sad. Is there idgham between? No, there is not. Therefore, every single letter within this word, gaf, ha, ya, ayn, sad, is going to be mukhaffaf. We have the word taha. No sign of med lazim here. Both of these are two count meds. Taha. That's it. You don't have to do anything here. Then we have ta sin and ta sin mim. So ta sin, ta is a two count med. Sin is going to be a six count med lazim. And then when we have sin mim, is there going to be idgham here or not? Let's try and say it. So we have ta sin mim. We do have idgham. So sin ends with noon sakin. Sin ends with noon sakin, and the next letter begins with mim. Therefore, this is going to be a mutaqqal med. There is idgham here. Then we have ya sin. Ya is a two count med. Sin is going to be a six count med lazim. So we have ya sin. There is no letter after, therefore it is going to be a mukhaffaf mad. We have the word sad by itself. Simply say this for six counts, nothing after, nothing before, therefore it is mukhaffaf. We have the word ha mim, ha two counts, mim six counts, nothing after, so it is going to be mukhaffaf. Then we have ha mim, ayn sin qaf. So let's read this. We have ha mim, ayn. So here, no idgham, this is going to be mukhaffaf. Ayn sin qaf. Ayn sin qaf. So for عين and سين, this is going to be إدغام here. From سين and قاف, there is not going to be any إدغام. So عين is going to be مثقل, سين is going to be مخفف. Then we have also قاف. There is nothing more here, nothing before, nothing after. You will simply say قاف. That's it. And then we have نون. Again, nothing before, nothing after. So simply say this for 6 counts. نون. So that is all of the different variations of حروف مقطعات. So some of these do come multiple times. So ألف لام ميم, ألف لام را, طا سين ميم. Some of these are being repeated, ها ميم as well. So you just need to memorize them one time. And then inshallah, you will be good. So the only thing that we need here is just to know if there is idgham or not. And then if there is idgham, you are going to give it a little bit of extra attention. And then make sure that you are bringing it up into the nose to give it that proper idgham. So even if you do not remember, if it is mutaqqal or mukhaffaf, you don't remember, it is the name of the med is med lazim. As long as you are reciting them correctly and giving them the proper 6 counts and giving them the proper khunna and the proper idgham, then inshallah there is no harm there. So we will stop here for today, and then our lesson today was from ayah 102 to 108, and then inshallah in the next class we will continue from the continuing ayat. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.